You know, when we look at OpenAI's Sora app, it really captures that fascinating, almost two-sided reality of modern AI. It's genuinely exciting to see what it can do, but it also makes you stop and think.
Absolutely. It's designed to be incredibly accessible, letting everyday users generate highly realistic images and videos with just a few clicks. But that same user-friendly interface dramatically lowers the technical barrier for creating deepfakes.
And that's where it gets a little worrying. When AI can so seamlessly swap one person's likeness for another, it really does pose a serious threat to our digital integrity. It feels like we're slowly losing the ability to trust what we see online.
Exactly. Because Sora makes producing and sharing these deepfakes so effortless, it significantly speeds up the spread of misinformation. We're looking at content that can manipulate public opinion, interfere with elections, damage reputations, and really erode society's trust in media.
It really brings us back to that core idea, doesn't it? That just because something is technologically convenient, it shouldn't ever come at the cost of the truth. We really have to protect that.
That's precisely why OpenAI, as a leading developer, carries such a heavy ethical responsibility here. They can't just release this tool and hope for the best. They have to actively work to mitigate these risks.
I completely agree. To really make a difference, we need proactive safeguards. Things like mandatory, transparent labeling for all AI-generated content, paired with solid education so people actually know how to spot the difference between real media and digital fabrications.
And that's exactly why Sora should be viewed as a pivotal case study in AI governance. It's a clear signal that we need to get our house in order before these tools become completely ubiquitous.
It's a delicate balance, for sure. The technology unlocks so much creative potential, but if we want it deployed widely, we absolutely need strict accountability to go along with it.
Right. It starts with everyday users approaching AI-generated media with a healthy dose of skepticism. But it also requires developers and policymakers to step up and build robust ethical frameworks that keep pace with the tech.
Ultimately, I think it all comes down to finding that balance. If we can carefully weigh innovation against security, we can truly harness the amazing benefits of AI without sacrificing information integrity or the public's trust.